Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Perhaps the best rock and roll song of all time, Rihanna. That's Fleetwood Mac. That's their song. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and the book site, ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out. As you've heard me say many times before, I wrote the book for you. I would like it if you bought it. That would make me very happy, either Kindle or hardback. But if you just want to find out what's going on, we make all that information available on both sites, things that I talk about on the age of the customer. So you can get a lot of it for free. I like doing that too, because my first goal is to help you succeed, help you survive and succeed. And my second goal is to sell you a book if you'd like to buy one. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, chiefhomeofficer.com. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Longtime Brain Trust member, award-winning small business expert. Jeff, one of the things that I talk about in my book, in one of the chapters on social media, I talk about something that I first said on this show, and that was to identify myself as the social media heretic, meaning I'm a true believer, but I'm not happy with the status quo.
Right.
And in the chapter, I talked about the fact that, yes, you should use social media, small business owners. Yes, you must be in these places. You must. These are part of your customer expectations. But I said, so be devoted to social media, but don't trust the big platforms.
Right.
And Jeff, a couple of pieces of news in the last couple of weeks or so are showing my heresy to be more and more prophetic, aren't they?
Absolutely. We saw last week some research revealed that that Facebook is forecast. You know, researchers and forecast. We'll see what the truth is when they look back, you know, in 5 years or so. But they're expecting that Facebook is going to lose a significant share of its audience.
80% of their current audience in only in the next 3 years. And by the way, that was Princeton's. That was a survey from Princeton. This wasn't from, you know, some schlock organization. That was on Facebook. Then Twitter.
And then Twitter yesterday
did themselves this week, didn't they?
Exactly. They had they've gone public. They had an analyst call and a reporting call yesterday, and announced that their growth has really slowed down, and so they lost 17% of their stock value. Which you can argue whether any of these social media stocks are overvalued in the first place, but they lost 17% of their value because people are concerned that they're not growing. In the U.S. especially, but globally, they're not growing at the pace they should be.
They did not grow in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But, of course, now you make a good point there. We always have to realize that a lot of these platforms, a lot of these businesses, they may have peaked in the U.S., but we're only 5% of the world population over here.
Right, absolutely.
And you know, so there's a lot of, it could be a lot of global opportunity out there. But to me, Jeff, the thing that this highlights is for small business owners, especially in the Western part of the world, is what I say in the book, and that's that, yes, use the technology. Yes, use their platforms. You need to be there because that's where your customers are increasingly going. But when I say platforms, I don't mean just Facebook or just Twitter or just LinkedIn. But the point I'm making is that you can't trust them, number one, to do what you want them to do, number two, to be there tomorrow. So whoever you meet as a prospect or a customer in these online communities, you've got to find a way to migrate that contact information over to something you can control. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and I think, you know, one of the things that you led into this conversation with is the fact of your book, and I'm not going to be a shill for the book, but I'll make a comment.
Go ahead.
There you go. Buy this book. No, but you said, where did you say it's available? You said it's available in hardback, and you said that it's available in digital, in e-book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not banking on hardback being the only way, and you're not banking on e-books
being
the only way.
Yep.
So, you know, and it gets back to the point of the customer. You know, where are we reaching our customers? Some of your customers want a book that they can, you know, snuggle up with in bed and read as the light's going out, because that's, you know, that's their
reading. I like holding
reading.
A book when I read it.
Absolutely. And then
I'm more of a traditional book reader.
Yeah, and some want it on their e-reader device.
My wife loves the digital books.
There you go. And I think that's where, and that to the point, who knows where Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, any of these services will be in the coming years. But if you know that today your audience is probably across the board, you need to hit them across the board, or touch them marketing-wise across the board where they are. You know, we have to plan for tomorrow, but when it comes to sales today, we have to reach them where they are. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, but be confident in knowing that you're hitting their touch points, you know, that are important to them now, but aware and leery of where this may be, so you don't make some enormous investment in the wrong type of marketing that may not be suitable for where your audience is, and especially down the road where your audience may be going.
I used the word migrate in that chapter, Jeff, and I said, do what ducks do. Migrate
right.
as much as you can. Migrate the contact information of people you meet in the online platforms, the social media platforms, over to an email list or some kind of a list that you have some control over. So if those platforms go away, or if those people leave those platforms, you still have access to them.
Well, two things there. First off,
quickly,
we have to have the lists. It's important. That's our information.
Yep.
Secondly, are you telling us all to be bird brains?
Exactly. Hey, Jeff, give us your website, please.
Chiefhomeofficer.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be, well, he won't be back. He's got to go. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.